The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. On the surface, this seems like a pretty straightforward gospel. They even tell us exactly what we are going to hear. Pray always and do not lose heart. I mean, these are words that are practically, not quite, but practically straight from Jesus' mouth. And like, who can argue with them? And yet, in reading up on the parable that follows the pray always and don't lose heart, there is a lot of commentary on how Jesus is actually spinning the story. I mean, who is the widow and who is the judge? And where is God? And what is God telling us? And there isn't a lot of conclusion on some of these. And so to be honest, I got into this parable at first thinking like, oh, I got one of the easy ones. Great. No. So I started reading more than my normal amount of articles and commentaries on this parable because I kept going deeper because in the end, I just want to argue with Jesus' words. I mean, I know what it's like when my prayers aren't answered, and I know what it's like when your prayers aren't answered, because when that happens, you all come to me and have to tell me about it, and I get it. Don't tell me to pray always. Don't tell me to lose heart when my losses keep stacking up. Harumph! Done with it. But remember last week when I said we couldn't read the parables at face value? Remember that? Then I had to remind myself of that. It's been a week. So I tried to dig deeper into this parable and to get rid of the surface level of it that, you know, it would all just be okay if I just prayed hard enough. And I read a commentator by the name of Debbie Thomas. And I like her work. I don't read her every week. I have colleagues who do, who she is their first cut. But I, in kind of being lost about this, I was like, I wonder what Debbie Thomas has to say. And her thoughts turned everything I thought about this gospel on its head. And that's when I realized I had found a truth in the gospel for me. And maybe it will be also for you. So when we hear, first off, pray always and don't lose heart, And then we hear about a widow praying to God, and then in her persistence, she gets what she wants. I then think, well, we're definitely supposed to be the widow here, right? It's pretty straightforward. But then does that make God some like cosmic go fish God of the cosmic go fish game, that if you just ask enough, you finally get what you wanted and your card is handed to you? But what Debbie Thomas says is, what if we have elements of both the widow and the unjust judge in us? Like the widow, we are to be persistent in prayer. And we are not to lose heart. And maybe it's easier, not easier, but maybe what it is that we need to begin to look at prayer differently and to understand that prayer may not be what we always think it is. Maybe rather than the purpose of prayer being that if I pray hard enough, I'll get what I want, maybe the purpose of our prayer is to give us focus and direction with whatever we are struggling with at this moment. What if we looked at prayer to strengthen us for the task ahead? What if we looked at prayer as a place to pour out our sorrow and our joy simultaneously to God? And maybe God isn't the unjust judge sitting up there for us to reach prayer number 1,319, the magic number for that prayer, to suddenly give us what it is our hearts desire. Maybe that's not the point of prayer. Debbie Thomas says that our prayers should be ferocious and our prayers should be tenacious and our prayers should be filled with fortitude. And if we have that ferocity and tenacity and fortitude in prayer, we are the ones who are changed. Imagine our ability to cope with whatever life throws at us being changed through prayer. And for those of you who have a consistent practice of centering prayer or meditation, or you just read about it and hope that you can get there someday, it literally, physically, and emotionally changes your thought processes, and it changes your reactions to reality. It is the best modern day example I can think of to tell you that prayer literally has the potential to change you. So we have that part of the widow in us, and then we turn to the unjust judge. And let me just be clear, this guy, not only was he unjust, but he was dissing a widow. And if there is one person you do not diss in ancient Jerusalem, it's the widows. Got it? Law is really clear. Take care of the widows, right? So, here we are with this unjust judge. And what if we got real for a moment and realized that we're the ones that maybe don't fear God? Right? We aren't worried about God smiting us too much, are we? Right? What if we're the ones who don't fear God and maybe don't respect the people to the best of our ability? Now remember, I've been saying this for weeks. We only have another month left, 6 weeks left of Luke, but this year we've been in the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Justice. The gospel of caring for the least of these, including the widows. So it is entirely possible to me that Jesus was also saying that we have an unjust judge in us. And God, God is the widow chasing us down and finding us in work and finding us at home and finding us in school and in the marketplace and doggedly coming after us to change our lives and to care for the least of these and to focus on the needs of the world before our own comfort, or at least alongside our own. I don't know about you, but I can be really stubborn. And I have a whole host of reasons of why I give enough, I've done enough, and I really can't change my ways. But you want to know what? God hasn't given up on me. And God's not given up on you. God is going to keep on knocking on our door. God is going to keep hoping that our hearts open to God's way, and that you and I together will bring about justice for the widow and the orphan and the homeless and the refugee and the hungry and all of the other people who you know should be in that category, the invisible ones and the forgotten ones. God is the persistent widow who wants us to relent, who wants to turn our hearts by a persistent voice that calls us to care for others as well as we care for ourselves. At the end of the passage this morning, Jesus asks a final question. Jesus asks, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find people who pray always and don't lose heart? Will he find a people who recognize that they are changed by prayer regardless of the outcome of hoped-for results? Will he see a people who care for the needs of others and amend their ways when they fail to care for others as Jesus would care for them himself? And if we can do those, if we can do the simple, supposedly, pray always and not lose heart, then Jesus will have an answer to his question. For he will not just find faith on the earth, he will find justice and an outpouring of God's love. Amen.